today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's something I really enjoy when I'm printing out 15 pages in the morning.
Right.
I really love you every third page giving me just the blank page. What are you doing, computer? You're wasting paper because you're taking, what, a little breath? Because you're giving software? I have a 6-speed standard transmission.
Real man's man. And you know what that is? It's a millennial anti-theft detector.
Yeah.
This is what I've got. 1993 Jurassic Park. I have this. I'm turning it on right now. Please. Jurassic Park, fat guy dies. So this is when he's driving along. He's driving along in Jurassic Park. He wipes out. Oh, there he goes into the ditch, Oscar.
Yeah.
He's just gone into the ditch.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, little Michael William. Happy birthday to you. Special day in the O'Mara household with my son, who I have lived to his 5th birthday. I am very, very excited about that.
There was no doubt. There was no doubt.
I think the odds were with me, and yeah. now we'll shoot for 10, and the odds are a little less with
go
that
by
one.
Five.
And
we'll see
what?
You go by 5.
Yeah, by
you
5.
You go by 5. Yeah, yes, that's the way solid. That should work.
You can consult your actuarial table and see how you're doing.
We'll see. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. It's great to have you with us. It's very rare that I find an organization that I want to help out, but I usually do it, and it usually involves people that I know and that are doing great things. And I think in this day and age, it's more important than ever to remember that there are people out there that are doing wonderful things. And about 2 weeks ago, my sister and I were having dinner, and she told us about a mutual friend of ours, Leslie Robinson, up here in Maine, that was doing something very, very special for foster kids around the country, and specifically up in Maine for her, but also it's a national organization. This group is called Comfort Cases, and what they do is they provide dignity and hope to youth in foster care by giving them backpacks and toiletries, and when they go to a foster home, instead of carrying their belongings in a trash bag, they actually provide these kids with some dignity by having a wonderful brand new backpack. I could speak about it, but there's someone that's close to it, Leslie Robinson, who's a friend of our family's and doing this wonderful work, and she joins us right now. Leslie, hello.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am wonderful. And Kathy, my sister, told me who we have she's a mutual friend, of ours. That's funny that I said my sister's
it's
a mutual friend.
Sure. Yeah. You go way back with her, don't you?
Yeah. Leslie's the mutual friend. She told us about this wonderful organization, Comfort Cases. And the neat thing about Leslie, not only is she a friend of our families, but Leslie's based around the Washington, D.C. area. That's where Comfort Cases founder got involved with this, and I hope I did it some justice, Leslie, but you felt the same way. You were moved when you heard about this this organization. What got you involved with this great group that provides backpacks and toiletries and some personal items for kids? How did you get started with this?
Well, actually, Mike, this past winter, while I was in Florida, I wasn't well, and I watched the Ellen DeGeneres show. And on the Ellen show, there was this gentleman by the name of Rob Shear. And Rob Shear is the founder of Comfort Cases, and he is just an inspiration to everyone who knows him. He was raised in a large family with a father who was highly abusive. And when he was 10 years old, his parents passed away, and he was sent into foster care. He was sent with nothing but a trash bag to carry his possessions. And over the course of several years, he went to, I think it was 8 different foster homes. And everywhere he went, he carried this trash bag. And there's no dignity with that. There's no hope with that. And here's a child who's had a very rough time, And he's thrown into a situation that's so very hard. And fast forward several years, Rob married, and he and his husband decided they wanted to have a family. And they decided they were going to do it through foster care. And they've subsequently adopted four beautiful children, two sets of siblings, and each one arrived with a trash bag in their possession. Wow. And to hear Rob speak, you can't help be inspired, because here's a guy who raised himself up by his bootstraps with very little support and decided that he was going to make his own life better, as well as the life of as many children as he possibly could. And as you can tell by my voice, I get very emotional when I speak about him. And 4 years ago, they founded Comfort Cases, and their mission is to inspire communities to bring dignity and hope to youth in foster care. And every day, Comfort Cases works in our 50 states, including D.C. and Puerto Rico. And we ship these cases with all brand new products everywhere. And to date, this year, 7,800 cases have gone out, and we hope to do 14,000 by the end of the year, which is about 3,000 more than we did last year.
This is Leslie, this is so simple and beautiful in its simplicity. When I heard about this, just the idea that so many of these kids will have a trash bag. So they're going to a brand new environment, one of the most traumatic things you can imagine, and they've got a trash bag with their stuff in it. And then to just provide them with it's as simple as a backpack with toiletries. They break it down to different ages. The age groups, it's age specific for each of the kids. You got pajamas, toothbrushes, shampoo, and conditioner, but brand new backpacks. I love the little details that you have with this organization. Like if you want to donate a backpack to this organization, leave the tag on it because you want to make sure the kids know it's brand new.
Well, that's cool. That's
like
cool.
That.
And the pajamas are rolled and tied with a ribbon. Oh. The blankets are rolled and tied with a ribbon. We want the children to feel that this is a gift. And if I may, we just start, one of the ways we give the bags out is through the Department of Health and Human Services, but we also get help from the police department. And the Ellsworth Police up here.
It's up here in Maine, Ellsworth, Maine. Mm-hmm. Right.
Ellsworth, Maine, I'm sorry, just got 6 cases. And I got a note yesterday from the chief of police. And I think, like you said, it's simple, but boy, right. It's effective. And he wrote, "Just wanted to let you know we issued our first comfort case to a 4-year-old boy we assisted taking into custody today. The officer reported that the child was thrilled and excited to get into it to see what was in it. Sounds like it was a great success, so thank you to you and the organization for helping us make this difficult time a little bit less traumatic for these little ones."
Be careful, Leslie. You're going to get me all verklempt here. I don't want to get all buttery at this stage of the show, but this is really special. We'd like to enlist the help of the TMOS family to really get involved. This is the type of thing I thought our listeners would truly, truly love. How can you help? You can provide youth and foster care with a brand new backpack. You take donations of the backpacks, of the items for the backpacks, and you also take cash donations, which each complete bag is about $65. And that's the part that I thought would be fun for our listeners. Just I can imagine them going out, you know, getting involved, going to the website, and really just getting involved with this wonderfully simple organization that helps kids going into foster care, because I just love it. I think it's I picture the looks on kids' faces when you do this. Did I give the right information? How do people get involved if they want to support this wonderful organization?
You did very well, Mike. The best way is to go to comfortcases.org, and there's a donate button right at the top of the homepage. In addition, Comfort Cases has a presence on Facebook where you can set up a fundraiser. We have Girl Scouts doing this. We have churches doing this. And, of course, you can mail any contents you want to the national office in Rockville, and the address is on the website.
It's Rockville, Maryland, ladies and gentlemen.
Local,
that's right.
Baby. Local.
That's our home base, kiddos. That's right there in
classic,
Rockville. And that's
classic Rockville.
That's where Rob Scheer is from, right, Leslie?
Rob Scheer is not only from there, but Mike, when I mentioned your name in this podcast, he is a fan. He followed you on radio for years, and he knew exactly who you were and was so excited that you wanted to support our
cause. So he's brilliant. So he's
very smart man.
Brilliant.
He shows
he
wisdom.
Brilliant.
Yes.
This stuff is, and you know, I love they have the baby bags where you can send for kids under 2 years, 2 to 9 years, 10 to 19, anything, stuffed animals, deodorant, diaper ointment, baby lotion, soap, body wash, stuffed animals, coloring books, all put in these backpacks for kids. Rob, you had something you wanted to ask Leslie
about. I just wanted to say, we made it very easy. There's a banner right on our website. Just go. There's a big banner, and it says Comfort Cases. Click on it. It'll take you right to the website, and you can do what you can do. Please do, because it'll make you feel better.
Leslie, I have a favor. I have a favor to ask you, because this is on the podcast. You've spoken to my sister, Kathy, about this organization, and she's going to help out, because she will not hear it on this podcast.
She has been very generous to this organization, just
so
that
you
know.
She's wonderful. Yes.
She is wonderful. And if I might, I wanted to do a little shout out to Erica Page and her child, Ella, who is a foster child that Erica took in and adopted. And this child is thriving after being born at 1 pound.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And Erica
wow.
has saved her life. And I cannot go off this cast without wishing your son a very happy, healthy birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's wonderful. Leslie, this is really, really, I got excited when I heard about this. And I know you are running point for this up here in Maine and also around the country. And Rob Scheer has just done a wonderful, wonderful thing
Fabulous.
With this simple organization. This is a time when we all need to maybe reflect on being a little more human. And this is one of those great, great organizations. It's Comfort Cases. And if you want to get involved, it's the website is Comfort Cases. Is it .org? Is that what it is? I want to make sure I've got it.
Comfortcases.org.
Comfortcases.org. And Leslie, you're a wonderful spokesperson for this, and you're a good friend of our family, and I wish you nothing but success. We will have a link on our website so that you can get involved in this. And as I said to you, I think when we had a meeting about you coming on the show, I said, you know, our listeners would love to donate, but I think they'd love to go out and go to like a dollar store or a Walmart or something and buy these new backpacks and send those in as well, because it's a wonderful thing to do. Leslie, you did great. You rock. Thank you so much for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you for the invitation, Mike. We and everyone at Comfort Cases appreciates it so much.
Thank you very much. All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Leslie Robinson, everybody. And, you know, we did a lot for helping Haitian Angels back in the day. It's the same kind of thing where I knew people involved in this, and that's just kind of cool. So
no,
I just wanted to start
cause,
the show with that, because, you know, now, with that said, you know, we love to do things for nice organizations, but, you know, we're our favorite organization as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, stop that. I don't need to
I was
to
trying
do that.
To think that's... of some things that we could probably donate that might be helpful to them, and I'm having a hard time with these suggestions.
Murphy Oil Soap.
The kid wouldn't need Murphy's Oil Soap, would they?
No.
Family
no,
Dollar Acne Wash.
No,
these are not
you
right.
You don't want to do that. No. I can give you all. Small duffel bag or backpack, pajamas, adult toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo and conditioner, pajamas, baby lotion. They're all different age groups.
I got one that works.
What do you have? Okay.
Family Wellness Baby Powder.
Baby
that
powder.
I didn't see powder here, Rob, but that's a
It was close.
Dollar.
It was very close.
So it's comfortcases.org. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oscar, your dome looks good. It's growing
you.
In. You've got stubble right
It's
now,
coming back. Know? It's an affirmation of that I'm not going bald, just a receding hairline.
Well, yeah, and is it shocking to you to see the sort of pattern, the topography of your head?
I really thought there was a bald spot on the top of my head.
Can I see? No, it's you know what? It's maybe a slightly thin, but not bad.
Is
yeah,
there
but it's
truth
not
to the
bald.
Rumor that if you shave your head, I always thought when I shaved my head for some bet back in the Don and Mike era that when I shaved my head, it didn't grow back the same way. And there's no truth to that.
I have, because I thought I was going bald and I was like, well, if I shave my head, then I'll take care of that. That didn't happen. And I remember finally years later talking to a shave expert and asking him this on the air. And they're like, no, people do this all the time. It doesn't change the actual follicles in your head.
I think what people get confused is that when it comes back and it's like stubbly, it feels different.
Like a pubic hair?
Yes, exactly.
That does not happen either. Those are just mutated hairs.
I have more than enough hair down there. I remember that. That's an old,
that
old,
is an old
oldie
type.
But goodie, the pubic hair club for men. My God.
Although I will say, when Robert lost his hair because of chemo, it did come back a different color and a different texture. Very, very different.
Forever?
Permanently? Yeah, it changed since then. Yeah, it used to be light blonde and very wispy, and now it's, as you know, more of a darker brown and thicker, but of course he dyes it blonde anyway, so I don't know what the current color is.
Well, the same thing happened to me when I shaved my head. I had kind of a reddish brown color to my hair,
right,
and it was straight, and when I shaved my head, when it grew back, I kind of looked like Seth Rogen, which was really, really unique for me. Oscar, how's everything going today? Is everything
great.
All right?
I saw poor Grayson on the room just sitting there without headphones, and I said, well, the guy that's doing the show will probably tell the guy who's in there that they should get headphones for the intern so she can hear the show and not just stare at us.
Right.
Are you on your anger scale today? Are you? Let's do it on. Is it? It's 10 red-faced Oscars.
Yes,
where,
10 red
where
faces.
Are,
that's, oh, like that's the pain scale. Chart they give you in a
yes.
hospital.
I'm yeah, at so today. Where I'm at 5 red faces, which isn't bad.
Where was it? Was about 9 yesterday.
Yesterday you go to 9.5.
Yeah, I was going
to
say we're closing in on 10.
Today is 5, and for those of you in the room, 5 may be an improvement, or is it just defeat?
We really need a third case study. I
think
we're
going to have to figure that out.
We really do.
We're just like a win when you walk into the office. Just a big W one day.
Yeah,
the Mike O'Mara Show, striving every day to make a better product for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do, and we'll get there. Eventually, we will get there. I'm confident. I'm quietly confident.
On a one red face day.
Yes.
Yes, one red face. But I just
can't
just
be happy, clearly.
DGH.
Nobody wants that.
I
don't get happy.
Grace, can you hear the show now? Big win.
Yeah.
Big win. The details.
Grace is one of our interns in
yes.
there?
Yes, she's the witty one.
All right.
Remember, Grace. We sent her down to the Wonder Woman set.
Yeah, she had a great call in.
That's right. Right? That's right. How many do we have floating around now? We got Maddie who's on campus.
We've got
today.
On. Maddie's has been running the cams for the last 4 days.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And,
where has Mac been recently?
He strolls in on Thursdays, but he didn't stroll in today.
He didn't stroll in today. And what I didn't mention is that, did I tell you how Mac showed me his office? Last time I was
No, you told me that he deserted you.
Yeah, he deserted
his office at Rent-A-Center?
Yes.
Not Rent-A-Center, Micro-Center.
Micro-Center.
Oh, Micro-Center. Okay. So
Rent-A-Center is the guy that gives Jimmy his TVs for the Super Bowl.
That's correct. After Mac completely deserted us in line and we had checked out and everything was fine.
Right.
We were going to the car. He's like, I really want to show you my office. Now, there is front of house and there is back of house, right?
Uh-huh.
At Microsoft.
Yes, because you have people that greet customers and engage and say, hey, let's get these warranties together. We're going to fix your computer.
Microcenter, in case you don't know, just so we explain it to everybody.
Yes.
It's a national chain. You've seen it. Microcenter, it's a grocery store for really tiny people.
And as we've discussed, Mike, it's owned by Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe Center.
Mike Rowe Center. But yeah. He has nothing to do with small people. But,
No.
But he's the you know, they combine the two, and it's like, come right in here to the back. Yeah, how you doing? I'm Mike Rowe. So, I know everything about everything because I did a television show.
Mac, I would imagine from the casework I saw on his desk.
Well, you certainly, you know, I would think they'd want to give him a desk because the last thing you want him is like director of first impressions.
It's back of house. He's fixing computers. He's running diagnostics. His office where he works is a cubicle, which is sweet,
right?
But also a larger one than most because it needs to hold all the computers, right?
Oh, so is he like kind of the man there? You said,
do you remember Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park?
Yeah, with Newman
yes.
at the computer keyboard with
so
snacks all over the place.
His
His I thought I'd go off with something sweet, but I really want something salty. I wasn't sure whether I was going to get something sweet or salty. Ha, ha, ha. You shouldn't be here.
Guy, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. You shouldn't be here. Everybody remembers that in the movie. Ha, ha, ha. They've been running that a lot on cable.
Yes.
That's a tough movie to
Hold
ignore.
Yeah, Hold
know,
up.
It does.
And by the way, if you want to, that was a million years ago, the original Jurassic Park. You want to go back and watch it. Please take note of something that Rob and I are truly in love with, the incredible the scene-chewing overacting of Richard Attenborough. And welcome to Jurassic Park.
And also, it was, for me, the first movie I ever watched on a home surround sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I don't know how, and I think it was surround sound off of a VHS tape, so I don't know how they isolated the sound of him eating that big thing of melting vanilla ice cream. And he's...
You know, a fond memory from my second marriage is I went to see that with my ex-wife and her twin sister and her husband, and her sister was pregnant at the time.
Oh.
And coming out of the theater, I believe it was in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is one of the fond memories. Yeah. You know, all memories, you have the good ones and the bad ones.
Sure.
But the fond memory was I did my physical impression of a T-Rex in the parking lot.
I remember that.
With my little arms going, and it was, you know, to this day, she said she almost went into labor because of that.
You brought that impression to work. I remember that you brought it in, and it was fantastic, like, it was a great visual impression.
I can't do it justice here with this camera shot, but someday, perhaps on stage in Las Vegas, I will do my T-Rex.
And I will bring the appropriate music.
In honor of the Jurassic World franchise.
I will bring the Jurassic music, and we will have a full stage presentation.
But we certainly digressed.
So no, so Mac's workstation, the amount of work he had in front of him looked like Newman's workstation. So I said, okay, time to move on. You're probably not coming in on Thursday.
Does he have any?
You're fine.
Here's the thing that I really thought about. I can imagine the clutter and probably some snack foods, but
yes.
Any photographs?
No photos.
We must give him one of us.
But they did have a bunch of computer shtick
on the
walls. It's a very professionally run environment. You could just tell which one was Max.
Yes, of course.
And Mac is all alone because the cubes around him are empty.
I like to do searches on Google during the show, and
right?
It's always fun to do Jurassic Park Newman. That's what I.
What's the actor's name again?
Wayne something?
Yes.
Is it Wayne?
Wayne Knight. I'm putting it in there. Just
Wayne
I love
Knight.
That in his apartment on Seinfeld, it's never discussed, but there's a big statue of an ice cream cone.
As we derail, and thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
We have started.
Did you begin?
The Seinfeld saga. Episode yesterday. Found him on Hulu. I forgot that they signed that $170 million deal with
NBC,
Hulu.
In bed with
NBC.
And I
was just railing against Hulu, saying, who has Hulu? And you do now.
That's, okay.
I do.
It's still a really hard platform to navigate. Well, we have Hulu as well.
I don't want to. I'll pay for it all day. I'm not dealing with the commercials.
No. Did you upgrade?
I had to.
Yeah, of course.
I sat there. I was like, this is the worst.
Man of your means.
Maybe push 18, but you got to give me 15 minutes. Give me the 15 minutes.
No promises.
He's at his workstation, Oscar.
Yeah. Gotta get to the boat.
Newman's at his workstation. He's just about to steal. All right. It's a crappy cut because it's YouTube. But it's Newman getting ready to steal
embryo.
The embryo.
Right.
Isn't it amazing what we remember? Imagine if this was a college, we would ace this exam right now.
It is such a great plot point, though, that the fact that the dinosaurs are cloned from blood and mosquitoes and ember. I mean, or amber. It's
and
so great. Not ember, that burned
it
up.
What really did Wayne Knight in was when he drove into the sign.
Yes.
To the
and
dark.
That horrible dinosaur comes out there. Oh, man.
Still a good movie.
This is what I've got. 1993 Jurassic Park. I have this. I'm turning it on right now.
Please.
Jurassic Park. Fat guy dies. So this is when he's driving along. He's driving along in Jurassic Park. He wipes out. Oh, there he goes into the ditch, Oscar.
Yeah.
He's just gone into the ditch. He's just gone into the ditch. Oh, and he can't get out.
No.
He's trying to get out. He's very, very disheveled. He's trying to get out. He's getting into the mud now. He's practically walking into a stream.
Yes.
And now he's going to fall. He's going to fall down the hill. He's going to slide down.
He does.
He's trying. Now, what he's trying to do.
I remember the fall, yeah.
He's trying to take the Jeep that he's riding. Remember those famous Jurassic Park Jeeps?
Oh, yeah.
Pulling the winch. Oh, there he goes. He slides down the hill. Oh, he's at the bottom of the ditch, and he's lost his glasses.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, he's such a mess. It's really, really terrible.
He's a hot mess.
I love YouTube, though. Some of the Jurassic Park 1993, fat guy dies. Now he's making a terrible mistake.
What's that?
That he's walking deeper into the jungle.
Don't do that, Newman.
And he can't seem to find his glasses. Now,
oh, this is where the little guy is.
Oh, the little guy, yeah.
Yes.
The little guy. I'm sorry, but this is one of my... This, to me, is the best scene in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So, this is it.
You can do it. Do it. Come on, Dennis.
Dennis.
All right, now he's putting the winch around the tree. Oh, there's the little cute dinosaur.
Well,
there's the cute little dinosaur.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice. He's a great actor.
He is.
He really... There it is. It's following him now.
Oh, nice boy.
Nice boy.
Nice boy.
You guys hear this okay?
Oh, yeah, you're great.
Thought you were one of your big brothers. You're not so bad. You're not so bad. What do you want? What do you want? You want food? Look at me. I just fell down a hill. I'm soaking wet. I don't have any food. I have no food on me. I have nothing on me. Come on. Come on. Pipettes?
That was a stick.
Your stick?
He's trying to throw a stick like it's like the dinosaur's a dog.
Stick, stupid. That's a stick.
It didn't run for the stick.
And no wonder you're extinct. I'm going to run you over when I come back down.
Now he's climbing back up into his Jurassic Park Jeep. By the way, I could do movie clips all day and describe them to people. I'm a professional broadcaster. There it is. It's sitting there looking at him. It's very close. It just spits some goo on him.
Nasty goo.
And it's showing its big wing. And now we're going to get to the coming. He's running back inside the Jeep. And now it spits on his face. He's covered with dinosaur goo. He runs into it. He hits his head on the Jeep. He loses the embryo down the hill. At the Jeep. It's covered. He's covered in goo and mud. And now he's going to get into the safety of the Jeep, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, good.
Closing the door. Let's see what happens. Oh, he's a goner.
Not good.
There he is. That's it.
Wayne Knight.
Question for each of you.
Yes.
First of all, Mike, do you know the third really sort of iconic role that Wayne Knight had? Because he was Newman?
Yes,
I
do.
Okay.
I do. I bet I can tell you.
All right.
It's in Basic Instinct where he's the guy that sees Sharon Stone show her.
Yeah, his reaction is pretty solid. And also, yeah. Oscar, for you, did you start with season one, episode one of Seinfeld?
But by the time I went through... By the way, you can't buy things on the internet very easily. It's the worst. I have an old Samsung television.
Yes.
So we had to hook up my Apple TV to get Hulu.
Right.
Because all new smart TVs give you everything, apparently, right?
My Hulu old was a one fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara show for a while. Remember
that? Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I find them extremely easy to operate. Of all the online services, Hulu's the best.
We're starting on number one.
Okay.
I'll give you a full recap.
How backward did you find it? Backward and undeveloped, like it hadn't found its pace yet.
Yeah, I realized why I hadn't seen them live. I was doing nights.
Oh, it makes sense.
So when you're doing nights, you don't see any of your primetime
and
television.
There were no DVRs
You had a VHS set or something,
and
right?
You know what? That's the same reason I didn't see them, because I was doing nights too. Big, long, drunken nights.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Good, how you doing?
You want it?
What class did you say that was?
History.
Yeah. I remember that class. It was, it was just between recess and lunch.
Clark, why don't you go away?
I was just hoping you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the southern colonies. My contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities could most aptly be characterized as agrarian pre-capital.
All right, of course that's your contention.
Hang on a second.
You're a first-year grad student. You just got finished reading some Marxian historian, Pete Garrison, probably. That's going to last until next year. You're going to be in here regurgitating Gordon Wood, talking about, you know, the pre-revolutionary utopia and the capital-forming effects of military mobilization.
Well, as a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact
of social distinctions predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from Vickers. Work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? See, the sad thing about a guy like you is in 50 years, you're going to start doing some thinking on your own, and you're going to come up with the fact that there are two certainties in life. One, don't do that. And two, you dropped 150 grand on a f***ing education you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Yeah, but I will have a degree, and you'll be serving my kids fries at a drive-thru on our way to a skiing trip.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but at least I won't be unoriginal.
How you like me now? My boy's wicked smart.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone call. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Is that that song?
It's the great Shirley Bassey with the propeller heads. History repeating.
Shirley Bassey, you
hold the finger.
That's it. And she did that one too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The show brought to you today by Cornerstone First Financial. If you have a refi on your mind, listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Rates continue to rise, and the Fed has announced 5 more rate hikes in the next 2 years.
Ooh.
You gotta lock in now while rates are still super low, and you can get a cash out for any reason. Debt consolidation, eliminating PMI, a side of beef, home improvement, or a divorce buyout.
What?
Ooh.
My.
That's right. Contact Cornerstone First Financial through your tears. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent if you want to buy a property, so you know what you qualify for. That's extremely powerful when you're going out to look for a home. You know, in this day and age, when you find the right place, there are usually a few people that might be chomping at the bit to get it as well. So if you're pre-approved, that helps you a lot. So, like many TMOS listeners, they've done it before. Get involved with Cornerstone First Financial. They'll give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I hesitate to do this on the show, but it just seems like a fire drill in the commercial breaks. Everybody's running around doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Oscar looks like the top of his head is going to explode. I just want to make sure. Is everything okay? Is everything fine?
Yes.
Is everything fine? Please give me an honest assessment of that. Rob will say yes.
No.
Rob says yes before the end of the question.
Things are not fine. But
they're not
the
fine?
Listening audience and you cannot tell. That's the most important part.
That's all I care about. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
And the viewing audience can't tell. A couple things. One is, I feel like we should bring Grace in studio because Shannon is now coaching Pony and Maddie how to run the cameras. So I appreciate my wife making the time to come in. Let's bring Grace in studio so she can at least do that.
Observe.
Right?
Okay.
From studio, because otherwise they're just sitting on their hands.
Getting nervous.
Yes.
I'm like, I've got a paper clip right now that I'm just twisting.
Oh, you're murdering it.
You should be twisting, Mike, because it's like leading sheep.
Don't do this to me.
I'm the wrong
please.
Hole.
Oh, please, please.
Why are we leading sheep into a hole at all?
I asked the same question. Why are we leading sheep? We're all supposed to be leaders.
That's
Hi,
right.
Grace. Welcome back.
Does Grace have a microphone?
Yeah, she's back. All
Grace,
right.
Grace, how's it going out there? Grace, let me ask you a question. I hate to put you on the spot, but I will. Is the atmosphere in here a little tense today? Is just
very
a
much
little tense?
So, yes.
Yes.
I love the no hesitation.
Do you think it's warranted?
I don't know, honestly.
Oh, great answer. Great answer. That is a solid answer.
Yes.
What was the solid answer?
She said, I don't know if it's warranted or not, because she doesn't know enough to say yes.
Yes.
I understand. I understand.
The Oscar should be this upset.
Rob, what's your take on the situation today?
There is some tension today because of a last-minute fire drill that we actually were able to pull out thanks to Oscar.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me rephrase it. There was a last-minute fire drill that Oscar was able to correct. Thank goodness for Oscar.
Everybody's everybody.
Thank you. In the future, I would like that.
But you see, and that is perfectly sincere. There is no.
Was that the camera battery that was screwy?
Yes.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Well, that seemed to be fixed very quickly.
That was
A-okay.
Oscar was able to pinpoint the problem and fix it right away.
Right away.
Listen, let me just make a point here. I'm ready to move forward. Let me tell you why I want to move forward. I want to move forward because today is a special day in the O'Mara household.
Yes.
This is the birthday of my 5-year-old son.
He'll not be tainted by us.
I
can't believe it's
balloons.
Been 5 years. I really can't. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I got an old from last year or maybe even the year before. We have up here a one of those tanks, those helium tanks.
Yeah.
There, and I don't know anything about this this gas, this helium, other than, you know, it makes your voice sound like that when you do that. But it's been there for a year, this helium,
yeah.
Which I don't know whether, you know, can you blow up your house by keeping that in
No,
the
as a matter of fact, Mike, one of the reasons that helium is native, most of it is found in North America. Just that's where they find it as far as mining it. And we had our eyes on Germany as early
Wait,
as...
You mean they mine helium?
Yeah, they have to find it. It exists as an element, and it exists more plentifully in North America. And
how
so,
do they get it?
It's like a natural gas, is what
I
you're
believe
saying?
It is, yeah.
There's helium pockets?
But here's the thing.
I think you're making this
No,
up.
But there's history behind it.
Here I go again. Damn, I got to go in and get this stuff.
We had our eyes on Germany in the mid-30s, long before there was the threat of World War II. Mm-hmm. And, well, there was a threat of World War II, but there was no war yet. Germany was building their massive airships like the Zeppelin, yes. Hindenburg, and they wanted to buy helium from the States. And we said, no, we're not into that because we don't like the direction this is headed. That's why the Hindenburg was filled with hydrogen, which was plentiful in Germany.
So that's why it blew up, because it was hydrogen. Yeah. I always think the Hindenburg was filled with helium.
No, it was very unstable.
Right.
Very
you do
unstable.
Mind this. Mm-hmm. Damn. And separating gas is like you're drilling for natural gas and you separate the helium.
So in a way, the United States being sort of nationalistic is semi-responsible for the Hindenburg disaster, because we would not sell helium to Germany.
To those pesky Germans.
Yeah, because we had our eyes on them.
Right.
And I still have a piece of the Hindenburg at my house.
You get
I have no helium, though. All
right. There is no chemical way of manufacturing. Rob Spiewak is absolutely right.
I know my German blimp history.
There is no
chemical way of manufacturing helium. And the supplies we have originated in the very slow
radioactive alpha decay that occurs in rocks.
Rocks.
It costs around 10,000 times more to extract helium from air than it does from rocks and natural gas reserves. Helium is the second lightest element in the universe. Here's another one.
Fun fact.
The world is running out of helium.
Well, that's what it says. How will we talk funny? Birthday parties will not be the same.
Let me see when this is. This is all the way back in 2010. You know those pesky scientists.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I watch Sean Hannity. They're all overreacting to everything. A renowned expert on helium says we are wasting our supplies of the inert gas helium. Okay, kids, I'm really sorry, but the balloons aren't going to float anymore.
Mike, if you read any more statements from the world's most foremost helium expert, can he talk like Uncle Cartoon?
I just don't know where we're going to get it anymore. I don't know where we're going to get it out of rocks. The rocks don't have the helium anymore. It makes me laugh, but I don't understand it. No, liquid helium, it's vital. It's vital for its use in cooling the superconducting magnets in magnetic resonance imaging. That's MRI. You're all going to die because they won't be able to tell you where the tumors are.
Now,
I love to laugh. Oh God, I haven't done that in a long time.
Is the lightest element, is it hydrogen?
I don't know.
I think it might be hydrogen. But I don't know for certain.
Among helium's other uses include airships.
Yes, like the Red Dog blimp, which I was
air mixtures used in deep sea diving, cooling nuclear reactors. This is helium's not just balloons, kids.
Right.
Infrared detectors and in satellite and spacecraft equipment and solar telescopes. Well, let me get back to what I wanted to talk
please,
about.
Please.
The helium tank I have is either running out of helium or the helium doesn't have its potency.
It can go bad.
Really?
Yes.
Did you
just
keep
like
it
an
in
air freshener.
Did you keep it in the fridge?
I don't know where she had it. It was Mrs. O'Malley.
Well, the good news is now you can fill it with nitrous.
Ooh, dollar a hit.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Have a balloon party.
I'm so happy. I don't know, but here's the thing. And this is where sometimes there are two thoughts that have been popping into my head lately. When simple tasks, like typing, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not paying attention and I'll have a lot of typos that I'll have to go back and correct. I think, is that because I'm getting old? Another experience with this is I was blowing up the balloons with what was left of the helium. And it was like, as opposed to going, helium tanks normally go with the balloons at like McDonald's or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Party City. Yeah,
and a lot of fun.
They, boom, and they zing right. This helium was going, and it was slowly blowing.
How
up the
big
balloons.
Is the tank?
It's about the size of a propane tank you'd use for a gas grill.
So it could just be running out.
Yeah, it could
and
be,
I bet
it's
you,
running out.
You could probably refill it if you go to a helium
I
store.
I filled the balloons and they floated, but when we came down this morning, a lot of them were like at half mass that they hadn't lasted even the night.
Just rubber balloons? Not Mylar.
Because if you got Mylar, they might last longer.
No, canvas balloons. Of course they're rubber
balloons. I mean, because the two that you would inflate for a party would be Mylar or rubber. The rubber ones only last about 12 hours before they start. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you can't blow them up beforehand because they'll be dead by the next day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted the young man to come out of his bedroom today and see balloons all over the kitchen, which he did.
He saw sad balloons.
He saw some.
But for him, they're still high.
ED balloons.
Because he's looking up, he's like, wow, the whole room's filled with balloons.
I'm so tall.
I'm just trying to. I try to get information, and I never do on this show. I really do. I'm trying to find out what's going on. So you're saying that the helium it didn't lose its potency. It was just because it was 12 hours or more.
Yeah, my theory is that it did not lose its potency. That the tank is probably nearly empty because that would be the air pressure issue. And also, balloons can't be expected to last more than 12 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what had its potency. My John L. Sullivan whiskey had its potency. Daddy only had one of those, and it got me through all the balloons, but. Back to the whole thing with feeling challenged. I am not a balloon maker. I don't do well with tying the little umbilical cord of the balloon. It's ridiculously tough for me. And Carla comes in. I said, honey, can you do this? And Carla comes in and goes and ties it immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, what's the deal? She said, and because Carla's all ramped up with the birthday festivities here. And as I'm looking at her ass as she's walking out the door, she says, well, it might be because of your fat fingers. And she just walks into the other room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I was, I was like, thank you. Thanks so much, honey. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's supposed to be a happy time.
Yeah, it's a birthday.
It is happy. Today, this morning, when it was just us, it was very, very happy. And it's going to be great when the fam comes over today. He loves, Carla got him a little Razor scooter.
Oh,
a little
nice.
Scooter for the driveway. And then we had the big debate at like 6:30 in the morning. Does the handlebars, do they turn the wheel? I said, no, they don't turn the wheel. Carla says, I think they turn the wheel. They don't turn the wheel. The Razor scooter doesn't turn.
If it turned with the handlebars, he'd fall over always.
It would be. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bad design.
We got through that. But there's no tension here.
No, it doesn't
Everything's
sound
fine.
Like it.
My fingers are sore from tying the balloons because I could not figure out a way of separating my fingers. And I realize people are going to send me emails and accuse me of being a total idiot. But I couldn't figure out the strategy of the hole that you could put the rubber nipple back in to tie the balloon. Almost impossible.
I'm not good at it, but what I think is probably your best method is you do a loop around your... I would use middle finger and index finger, and then force the end between your fingers, because there'll be some give in the rubber.
Were you trying to tell him how to tie a knot?
I'm trying to tie a balloon.
I know how to
tie
a knot.
Go on YouTube,
with rope.
For God's sakes.
No, my fingers were too fat, so I got
how
a friend
to How did
they
tie balloons
over.
Before?
I got a friend to come over.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Mr. Michael William. Would you like some help tying the balloons? Oh, look at that. It's a fork that has a tiny bit of rust on it. Let me see if I can drive the pointed end through the end of my index finger.
Oh, gross.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Cumberdale.
I think if Salad was tying balloons, a lot of them would pop.
I know. But anyway, it's a happy birthday. We're having the fam over. It's
what time?
Great. Everything's 5 o'clock. So we got a
so
whole
it's a
day
dinner
to get
thing.
Ready.
And it's Thursday's birthdays.
That's right.
What's that mean?
What? Whenever we did the mailbag on Thursdays, he always tried to make us think that rhymed.
Thursday's birthdays.
It doesn't really rhyme.
Okay, little Michael's got Thursday's birthday.
Thursday's birthdays, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can actually feel the tension just relieving itself here.
Oh,
right
so
on
much
our
better.
Heads.
So much better.
That's good. We got to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more fun, more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Blueberries. Subarus. The waitress with the funny sound in her voice that grossed me out.
Oh.
Lots of fun coming up on the Michael Mary Show. Hi,
this is Jimmy Cerrito, the creator of the 5-year construction Ponzi scheme known as the Beer Garden. Back in the old days, I used to listen to Mike O'Mara for 4 hours a day. Now I only get a little more than an hour each day, plus the bonus show. That's not enough for me. So I always listen to the Omaracast. It helps me remember what happened last week on all the shows on the More Network. Because face it, I live in a van down by the river. And as the owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, my memory is cloudy at best. Very cloudy. Cloudy like a Tito's and club soda with too much lime juice. Listen to Omaracast. It'll be okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Stamps.com. Nowadays, you get everything on demand. TV, car rides, food, even our podcast. So you listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles, just click print mail and you're done. It couldn't be easier, and you can create a Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage, a digital scale, and a 4-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. You'll wonder how you got along without it, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Mike O'Mara, before you get started and we start the show in earnest, do you mind pulling your camera up a little bit so we have a little more headroom for you?
All right, there we go.
Thank you, sir.
Very good.
Oh, thing of beauty.
A little down now. Oh, that's really high right there.
Now you look like the neighbor on Home Improvement. Hey, how's it going, neighbor?
No, be like this. Be like.
the sneak attack.
Hi. What's happening? Hey. That's looking like a senior citizen's head. Yes, it is. anyway.
Thank you.
We're having some sort of an earthquake here. I'm not sure what's going on.
Seismic activity.
Oh, my God.
That fault line in Maine?
Yes. It's a haven for earthquakes and
blueberries. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Zicam.
Ooh, fun.
How's the addiction to Zicam going?
I'm off it 2 days now. I'm off.
Good for you.
2 days.
Good
for you. The shakes.
I woke up the other day. All right, hold on just a second. No, it's just you. Come on. God damn it, camera.
Much better. Thank
you.
It's just, if you take it, you no longer have like sinus issues, but you are addicted to it because it relaxes the nasal passages, and then you end up, I don't know what the hell it is.
It's like chloroseptic.
I'm trying to find, all right, you want some tension? You want some behind the scenes?
Tell us.
Here's what I was trying to do in the last commercial break. Every day, we have 5 commercials on the show, 5 things that I am supposed to read, and I do that every day. Then Hewlett-Packard, in their infinite wisdom, has now developed a printer that has a wonderful skill that I have no use for whatsoever, and that is we print on the front and we print on the back.
Oh, yes.
And this computer, as many times as I shut the f***ing thing off, it wants to go back to default and print on both sides of the goddamn copy so that I have to remember something I'm not used to after a decade of doing this podcast that I print on one side. That's what I want to print on. One side, Hewlett-Packard. The idea of printing on both sides has never been of any use to me because I'm a broadcaster. And after I read it, I throw it in my filing cabinet, which is the trash can right next to me. And there's so much crap in there because I my carbon footprint is rather significant. But what I do is
you've
I throw it out. And so I'm going through now trying to find Cornerstone First Financial. And so because on the back of Cornerstone First Financial is my other commercial. Stamps.com. Tom was not supposed to be the last commercial. They were supposed to be the one on the back of the cornerstone because Hewlett-Packard decides in their infinite wisdom that they would rather print my other commercial on the back of the first commercial, which is where I don't goddamn want it.
Thank you for getting that off your chest.
I think we all feel better.
I've gone through my trash. What do I have? Oh, that's great. Oh, that's not a commercial. That's news from yesterday.
Not news anymore.
Grace, how are you? How do you feel that the tension has calmed a little bit?
Put your headphones on, Grace.
All right. Amazon is yesterday.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Amazon is there you yesterday. Go. This is all the ones that I'm using.
Oh, you're cleaning house. This is
great. You know what? Could we ever broadcast in 3D?
Oh, it'd be so great.
Because it would look like Mike was throwing the paper right
at
you.
Welcome to the House of Wax. Welcome to the House of Wax. That's an old movie where they used to do that.
Vincent Price.
And maybe the habit of destroying the copy. Oh, here's another thing, Hewlett-Packard. Here's something I really enjoy when I'm printing out 15 pages in the morning.
Right.
I really love you every third page giving me just the blank page. What are you doing, computer? You're wasting paper because you're taking, a little breath? Because your little software? Your little software had a little glitch on it? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice here, for God's sake.
Well, no, you hate Hewlett and you hate Packard. You hate them both.
The idea that the printer needs a break.
It's taking a breather. It's the print. You know what
just
it is?
Grab a Gatorade.
Oscar, it's the cool down. For proper printing, you need to cool down and warm up.
Blank page.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
The Canon does that too. I don't know. Do you think it's like a paper wasting issue to make you buy more paper?
No, not if you're printing on both sides. So
that's true. That's true.
That would defeat that.
Oscar, while I get this horrible situation straightened out, no, I can't do that because we are now using a different camera situation. So there is no ability for me to do that on the.
What can I do for you here, Mike? Because Grace brought brownies. I can't give you those.
Really? Are they? How are the brownies? Are they decent?
I would give them a solid 9 out of 10. I had 2 on the way in.
Wow!
Really?
2 on the way in. Now she could have made them out of but I decided that she's not trying to poison us. She likes us, and I'm going to enjoy them.
Oh, would that be helpful
you
for
is
the
good.
Show?
Yeah. You
on
is
certain
fine.
Days, that
interns have tried to poison us in the past, Grace. That's why.
Oh my
that would
goodness!
Yes, I think that would
usually
be great
at the end of their internships.
Hashish brownies would be good for the entire team. I think
one intern I think did bring in pot brownies, and that was the situation.
That happened once at WNEW, and Pete Johnson got into them.
Mm.
Legendary story up there. He was even more lazy than normal after that.
I'm really trying. I'm really trying, man. All right, I've got them all right here.
Thank you for not poisoning us, Grace.
Yes,
I would never dream of poisoning you.
Very sweet.
Yeah, we'd press charges, you know.
With our crack
I'm
legal team in the other
right
room.
Now.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Okay. Scale, U.S. letter, black and white, two-sided. Not there. I'm going to print and see what happens. And then I'm going to walk out to my printer. I'm not going to take a dump. I'm actually going to.
Well, you're not
me,
fixing
Grace.
The
I'm
printer. Now, was it
I'm
ticked? Was the two-sided option
not,
ticked?
No. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, Rob. It wasn't.
All right.
Wasn't everything was fine? Everything's
we're gonna
A-okay.
Find out right now.
Yes, we will.
Everything's great.
Yes.
Oh my God, are we at this time in the show?
Do yeah, we are. We should take all a right. break.
Do you have a real short promo now? That's the way the show's going all week. We have you have super super like blazing fast, or do you want to have one of your maybe one of your vignettes a bit? All right. Well, just let's take a break.
All right.
Linger with this music.
Yes.
I'm going to step away and go to the printer.
Perfect.
And I'll be right back with the right commercial after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, it's Maddie, and welcome back to Maddie's Guilty Pleasures.
Hi, is this Guilty Pleasures?
It is, but we don't usually take calls. The best way to contact us is at pleasure@michaelmarishow.com so we could talk about your guilty pleasure on the show. Do you have a guilty pleasure you want to air out?
It's less of a guilty pleasure. It's more of an obsession.
Tell us about it.
It's something I just can't stop doing.
And who are you?
It's Alabama Man. My obsession is getting you a great deal.
Great deal.
Great deal.
On a brand new fan.
From SoFan Washington
to San Francisco.
Remember that there's only one person you can call to handle all your fan needs.
Fan, the Fan Man.
You can always call us at 1-FAN-DTFM.
What the f*** was that?
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Try this idea on for size. Skip meal planning, the boring part, and get straight to cooking, the fun part, with Blue Apron. Enjoy delicious summer meals that are great on the grill. Blue Apron is the best. Dinner tastes better while you enjoy warm weather and perfect grill marks. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With incredible ingredients and chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see the power of what food can do. Carla loves to cook it.
I love to eat it.
Hate that line. Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it, dear.
But you do
I
love
cook
to
it,
eat
too.
It.
Okay. I cook
you
it.
Do?
Yeah, Blue Apron is my favorite. Blue Apron orders fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door for amazing meals, all in under 45 minutes, you know? How about some honey chipotle glazed chicken with poblano and lime rice? Ooh. It's amazing on the grill. Or Chrissy Teigen's chipotle lime chicken fajitas with sautéed mushrooms and sweet peppers. Oh, I love her sweet peppers.
Yes.
Ooh, Lord. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones so that when you enjoy your meat, you don't have to look down and go, look what I grew. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Anything on the back of that
copy? Anything on the back of that side?
No.
All right. Big
No.
So is it user error or is it the printer default?
It's... Oscar, we've had this discussion all week long, and I think it applies to me as well. It is assuming everything is fine. We have determined this week on the Mike O'Mara Show that this program is much like a 747, mm-hmm. and there should be the same redundancy on a 747 as there is in this show. So that's what I have to do. I have to double check, and that's just a question of a little busy Thursday. Thursday, mm-hmm. a busy day for your kid.
Especially
by the way,
for you guys.
Speaking of busy days, today we will be taping another episode of Political Persuasions, and we will be talking all about Hell Slinky and the wonderful doings of the orange-dipped man who occupies the White House. Not a good week for the president, which means a very interesting week for Political Persuasions.
Oh, yeah.
There is a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will have that, another Political Persuasions, and I am very, very glad to be with each and every one of you. We got the balloon story told, and it is the birthday today. The blueberries are here in Maine, the real ones, accept no substitutes. I'm talking about the ones that grow wild. That's why you go into the grocery store and see frozen wild Maine blueberries. They're here.
Are there any, if you were to, because I recall when we spent a week at your family's home up there.
Yes.
When we were just walking down the road, you could see them growing on the side of the road. Is there enough growing wild in your neighborhood that you could go pick a pint?
I think if we're really, really quiet, we could actually hear them growing now. Listen, listen up.
All right.
You can hear. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a little goofy today. I'm sorry.
You're excited, Mike. You're excited.
You can hear the blueberries. A lot of trips into town yesterday. I told you how much I love being part of the Subaru family.
Yes.
But I think it's safe to say after the well over a month that we have had this car to tell you that Carly gets mad when I mention negatives because there are very negatives about this vehicle. Very few. But the Subaru gets no respect. No respect.
I am
tailgated more in that vehicle than any other vehicle because I know they assume that I am a 70-year-old berry picking libtard that is out there, you know, going there in the parlance of our friends on the right.
Yes.
That I'm out there, you know, I'm going to some meeting of the Bark Society where to preserve the white birch bark in the state of Maine. That's what they think. And so the pickup truck comes up on me and goes, "Get over, Subaru, you candy ass, get a snowflake."
Much like
get
you used to people.
No, I never tailgated. I'm never a tailgater. I didn't do that. Come on. What are you talking about?
No, Mike was always out in front. Zoom.
Yeah, I get around him. Worst thing ever happened to me in a car when I had a fast car back in the day. I was on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and I had a convertible at the time, and it was an expensive one. And it was the kind of car that when you would see it back in the day, you would immediately assume that the occupant of the vehicle is an a-hole. and so I was no exception
That's
to
fair.
That.
Yeah.
And I got into a little road ragey moment with the driver of an 18-wheeler, which is not something you should do when you're in a car, especially when you're in a car that's small, like a convertible that I was driving. And he finally cut me off.
Of course. Shirt off.
He got I didn't have my shirt off.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you very
you
much.
Have been, though, on a bridge, if I'm not mistaken, in a Jeep with your shirt off.
Yeah.
And that was years before.
Okay, okay.
I had already developed the body that would not allow me to take a shirt off in any circumstances. And I looked in front, and coming from underneath, like he had dropped it down, was a lead pipe.
Oh my
airborne
God!
Airborne that went above the convertible. Yeah, and I know he threw it. I know he dropped it out of his truck. I did. I couldn't testify in court that I saw it come out of the cab, but I know that's what happened. And it was like I looked up and it was like, and nobody got hurt or killed or anything. God. But I could have died.
It's terrifying. Like that movie. Do you remember that movie Duel, where Dennis Weaver is stalked by an 18-wheeler and tries to kill him the whole movie? That's like you there. Yeah. That's, I think,
Duel?
Steven Spielberg's first big hit, I think, where he was being chased by an 18-wheeler.
What about Volvos? People respect Volvos?
Yeah, Volvo gets more respect than the Subaru. The Subaru gets... I've been tailgated more with that car, and I'm going speed or more.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have the big engine, like, to get you up a hill, but if you shift the right way, you can get up there, and I do have a shtick. But that's...
You have a manual car?
Yeah, a stick shift.
This has been established.
I thought you meant like an automatic manual where you have pedals.
No, you have the option. This is the real deal.
I have a 6-speed standard transmission.
Real man's man. And you know what that is? It's a millennial anti-theft detector.
Yeah. That's awesome.
They'll never steal it.
That's right.
They'll never steal it.
I don't know how to start it.
That looks
weird.
What
are we going to do now? What are we going to do now, man? I don't understand. Can't get it to go. Why can't you get it to go? Look at this thing in the middle. It's got a 6 on the handle. What's that mean?
Why is there a third pedal?
Oh, God. We are running super late. We have to break. And coming up, news you may not need right here on the Michael William O'Mara birthday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, God. You idiots.
Papa, how I love you.
Oh, it's Paulie. Okay. In my neighborhood in Brooklyn, everything's about respect, especially to your papa. You gave no lip, you did your chores. Just like the Mike O'Mara Show, us P1s come to respect a great man who gives us his all. And all he asks from us is to buy the TMOS bonus show. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and purchase it today. We love you, Papa. Back to you.
Polly! That might stick, Polly. Yeah. That might stick.
He was very excited. He was very excited to get that promo to us.
It softens me a little bit.
Yes.
Name, Papa.
Papa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
One of my favorite things is when you buy something, you say something.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy asked me to not give his last name. So let's say it's from Joe F. He bought the C200 Washlet Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat. Ooh. With pre-mist and soft closed lid, elongated in cotton white. He says, now I can fix the printer and never leave any toner anywhere. It comes in all sizes, comes in both shapes, and you can get it on Amazon Prime for only $419. Cleanliness has never felt so good.
Wow. Man, I've never tried one of those.
Me neither.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that toilet seat and more at
MichaelMarinShow.com.
Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing. Means the world to us, so thank you. Thank you very much.
News!
Forbes magazine, I love these lists. That's why I put them on news you may not need all the time. The world's 50 most valuable sports teams of 2018.
Ah.
The numbers are based on calculations done over the past year for the NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, Formula One, soccer, and NASCAR. The top 50 is loaded with NFL teams. In fact, 29 of the 32 teams cracked the list. The only three not to make it are the Cincinnati Bengals.
Really?
The Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills. Sorry, Jimmy.
Hey, it'll be okay.
Yeah, incredibly, the Cleveland Browns did make the cut. They're 50th and are somehow worth $1.95 billion.
That was Elvis's favorite football team.
That means that the Browns are worth $1.95 billion per win over the past 2 years. Let me give you, I'll give you the top six.
Okay,
please.
No, I'll give you the top 10. Here's the top because the skins are on it. Number 10, a tie between the NBA's Golden State Warriors and the NFL's Washington Redskins, both worth $3.1 billion.
Mm. Didn't he get them for under a billion when he bought them?
Oh,
Snyder? Yeah.
It's $800 million.
Yeah.
Number 8 is a tie between the Lakers and the Giants, New York Giants, football Giants, both worth $3.3 billion. New York Knicks, $3.6. Let me see. New England Patriots, $3.7. We're in billions.
How would Robert Kraft say that value?
The New England Patriots are currently worth $3.7 billion.
Oh, great.
But I will no longer talk fast. If I could, I would, but I don't need to because my franchise is worth $3.7 billion.
Thank you, Mr. Kraft.
Evil New York Yankees, $4 billion. Barcelona for in soccer, Oscar, worth $4.06 billion. Real Madrid is $4.09. These are all soccer teams.
Soccer teams.
Manchester United, $4.12. And the Dallas Cowboys are numero uno.
Still?
They are valued at $4.8 billion.
The world's team.
That America's is
team.
The
America's world. Team. That's good news for old Yellow Teeth.
The N-word was used more than 100 times in Django Unchained, a movie that I find myself going back to a lot. I love Tarantino. I do. I love his movies.
Good storyteller.
But Jamie Foxx is okay with that, by the way. He says, quote, "I understand the text. That's the way it was back in that time. But not really. You wore sunglasses and they didn't even have them back then.
Right.
But I think it's the way of the way it was. I thought the movie was, it had the Quentin Tarantino entertainment value, but it also showed you what really was probably horrifically like back in the day. Probably helps working with Quentin Tarantino was a dream for him. He said, quote, "I would see Quentin at clubs and just be like, you the baddest mother effer on the planet. If I ever get the chance, I'm really ready." He adds, quote, "He's like a jazz musician. He just plays and he has incredible disciplines." I think he has to make the movies that he makes. When there's a Tarantino fan, I didn't like the last one. Wasn't the last one the Western that he had where they were all the Hateful Eight? Wasn't that the last Tarantino?
I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was meh. I hope he raises the bar for the next one.
But, you know, if he had only made Pulp Fiction, though, he would still be a marvelous filmmaker. I mean, that's enough. I think that film was enough. And the fact that he keeps on going is great. So give him one in the loose column.
It really, Reservoir Dogs strong, too. That's a pretty decent movie, too. But Pulp Fiction, the masterpiece. And you never know with a filmmaker like Tarantino when they might be able to rise to that level again. Spielberg has done it.
Yes.
Scorsese has done it. I'd love to see that happen.
But sometimes they're one and out. Orson Welles made one good movie. That's it. You know,
Citizen Kane.
That's right.
It. Gus Van Sant was originally supposed to direct Brokeback Mountain before Ang Lee took over. But Gus says that when he was working on it, they were really having trouble finding a pair of gay cowboys. Remember the back in the day, Brokeback Mountain was
just a big deal.
Really big deal. Nobody wanted to do it, apparently. He said, quote, "I felt like we needed a really strong cast, like a famous cast. That wasn't working out. I asked the usual suspects, DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Ryan Phillippe. They all said no. Of course, Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal eventually took the parts. Both got Oscar nominations. Other actors who supposedly turned down the roles in the movie, Mark Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix, and they once asked Edward Norton to direct it, but he passed as well.
Wow.
It's easy to assume that people passed on it because it was the gay cowboy movie, but it's just as likely they couldn't do it for other commitments. So we're not sure, but that's interesting with that Brokeback Mountain.
Because usually people are passed over for parts, right? They're not just turning them down.
Right.
A little known fact, Rob and I submitted an audition reel for that, but we didn't get it.
And I apologize. It was me. I said full frontal, and you said no. I said yes.
And the kissing. Yeah.
The improv.
I like that part.
According to a new study out of the University of London.
You laugh. He's a generous, generous lover.
That'll be enough.
Thank you. I wouldn't trade it. from the corners of my mind.
According to a new study out of the University of London. I can't. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a lot of that back then.
According to a new study out of the University of London, for about 40% of us, those early childhood memories are probably fake.
Really?
Researchers say there's a good chance you think you remember something from your early childhood, but you're really just pieced together fake memories through pictures and stories you've heard. That's especially true if you think you have memories from when you were younger, two or younger.
That makes
39%
sense.
Of people say they remember something from the first 2 years of their lives. The researchers say that's basically impossible.
It's impossible. Mom!
The study also found the most common types of early memories people claim they have. The top five are riding in a stroller, being with their family, playing with a toy, feeling sad, and the birth of a sibling. They're saying really under two, not really possible.
What is your earliest memory? Do you know what it is offhand?
My first memory is under two, probably a year and a half, taking my first drink. all right, moving around. According to a new study out of Johns Hopkins Medicine in Baltimore, eating too many cured meat products like hot dogs, salami, bacon, and beef jerky could make you develop mania.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry about that. The definition of mania is a heightened mood, energy, and arousal.
How you doing?
I'm fine. It's most likely to happen to people with bipolar disorder or schizophrenia.
Hey, Mike, I just got this just in from CNN. Sonny Jurgensen was spotted running down Wisconsin Avenue screaming.
The researchers studied about 1,100 hospital cases and found that people who were admitted with mania were 3.5 times more likely to have eaten cured meat beforehand than the average person.
Wow.
You know, those hot dogs, all those preservatives, bad stuff in there. Not cool.
That's why you got to eat the kosher ones. Much purer.
On the bright side, the researchers say that if you have cured meats occasionally, it shouldn't trigger any mental illness in you. So go ahead and grab your hot dog, ladies and gentlemen. And now a little something, something, people. There's a woman in Memphis. Her name is Faith Pugh.
Pugh.
And on Saturday night, she went out with a 21-year-old guy named Kelton Griffin, who she knew from back in high school. He texted her out of the blue, asked her out, and she said yes. But he showed up without a car, so she had to drive them in her Volvo. And when she stopped for gas, he asked if she would run inside to get him a cigar. She did. But while she was inside, he stole her Volvo.
Oh, no.
Now, this would already be a Hall of Fame-level bad date, but it gets worse. Kelton drove her car to go on a date with another girl.
No!
Oh, and it turns out the other girl is Faith's god sister.
No!
Anyway, Faith and the cops were able to use GPS to track the car down. Where did he go? He went to a drive-in movie theater.
They still have them?
They arrested Kelton for theft of property. And as a kicker, apparently he'd made Faith's god sister pay for the tickets to the drive-in. When he is released from jail, he will immediately be enrolled in the Oscar Santana Misogyny Academy. Really looking forward to that. It'd be big time over there.
Strong.
I didn't know you were still taking applicants.
Oh, of course.
Always.
Always.
We will take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show every fall day.
I'm Oscar Santana. And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and technology. Woo! And we're doing it right now.
Yes.
And we're much better than Rob Spielman.
Hey.
F you, Rob.
Come on.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I'm going on a boat with Todd today. And
oh, really? What is it? Republican National Committee?
Might be.
Exciting and new.
It's the SSRNC. And I said, I can't just go in the middle of the day. We have work to do, right? And he goes, I said, look, I live near the waterfront. If you're willing to go and pick me up at the Georgetown waterfront, I'll jump off the dock and swim to you if we have to, right? And
is this one of those cruise ships or is this a private yacht?
It's a private boat. I don't know if it's a yacht. I don't know what it is.
Mike,
right?
Of course it's a yacht.
So,
Todd.
So I said to him, I said, just pick me up in Georgetown if the captain's up for it. That's fine.
And so they're going to come down to the waterfront.
He texted me this morning. He's like, all right, 5 o'clock, waterfront, don't be late. And I'm like, all right, that sounds fine, right? I can go down there and jump off the dock if I have to or get on the boat properly.
Yeah.
You're going to go down the river and have a little booze cruise?
Down by the river, Mike.
Oh, very exciting. Yes. I look forward to hearing it. Do you have any intel on? No, you don't care about things like that. Any intel on the boat whatsoever?
He said, bring sunblock for Roger Stone. And I was like, okay, we're good to go.
Mike, wow. it's a 21-foot Blastron.
I don't know.
Not really.
I have no intel on the boat. I mentioned that is because we could be doing a Tech 411, but we're taking a pleasure cruise.
Hey, you know what? We have a portable recorder. Do Tech 411 on a boat.
You know, let me tell you this. If you come in tomorrow with a hangover, I will understand. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year. You constantly confuse the words would and wouldn't. You have more nipples than Harry Styles, and you can't escape the mental vision of Ernest Hemingway's ass. What will you do? What will you do? Will you pig-eyed son of a whore? How about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week, so it's so great it can change you from an Elvis de Presley into his wife, Pris Silly. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Spread some cheer, bonus show time. Get the bonus show. That's all we wanted to tell you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, July 19th, the birth of my son, Michael William O'Mara.
Happy birthday, Michael. The show is Seinfeld Rich today. This was not planned. It just happened. Did you know that Jerry Seinfeld got the first American Express gold card?
Did he really?
He was not a gold card. I'm sorry. Black card.
Yeah, that would make more sense. He was a pitch man for them, though.
Yeah, and he tells this story on, I know you love him, the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with John Mulaney.
Yes.
Very funny. Very funny. But he tells this story to John Mulaney.
Do you know why there is a black card?
Why?
Me.
For real?
Yeah.
And also, I watched the show in spite of Jerry Seinfeld's attitude. Because listen to, I'm going to play the front of it again.
He said, meh,
meh. Do you know why there's a black card? Meh, 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 meh.
Let's hear that again.
Do you know why there is a black card?
Why?
Me.
For real?
Yeah.
You did ads for them. Those were great.
Yeah. I was waiting for them to move some cameras. Crew guy comes up to me and says, you got the black card? I go, no, what's the black card? He says, there's only three in the world. The Sultan of Brunei has one. President of American Express has one, and I thought you would have the third one. Next morning, I call the president of American Express. I go, is there a black card? He says, it's just a rumor. It doesn't exist. He said, but you know what? It's not a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
And so they developed it, and they gave me the first one.
So what about the Sultan of Brunei?
That was made up.
You buy that?
No.
I don't either somehow.
No.
I buy it.
I think stuff like that has to be really put into development.
Yeah, well, no.
I think that...
But think about this. And by the way, we are not that far from the president of American Express because I sat at a dinner table at Dominique Foxworth's wedding with the president of American Express. So,
really? Wow.
Yes.
So you could say, you know who sat with the president? Meh.
So the idea that someone would give a famous... Jerry Seinfeld at the time, giving the president of American Express, who probably was a fanboy as well, an idea.
Sure.
And then him walk into the marketing department and be like, hey, Seinfeld said something about this. You don't think the team moved fast to see what even prototype they could put together to see what options they could get?
And especially if it existed as a rumor already, they probably thought about it. But still, I think I just
I hate that it was him.
Meh.
It bothers me.
Yeah, it does bother me.
Because he's such
a jerk
about it. You
know why there is
it.
One?
Why?
May. May.
Meh. I don't like the current comics. Make something up.
Do you get
Come on, no.
Is it because he's so wealthy he doesn't have to say me?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
You know, I'll never know. But Rob's right. The comedians are fun on that show. But the
And I don't like when he puts
a
tall comedian in a little car. It makes me uneasy.
But it's also Jerry swinging his D around.
Of course, that's all it is.
With the other comedians, like, look how hot I am. You know what I mean?
And remember, the first 5 minutes is always just, this is a car I own. It's perfect.
This is the 1964. This car was made with, shut up, Jerry.
That's right. You make money. We get it. On the other side of the coin, I really like Bryan Cranston, who starred in Breaking Bad and a lot of other great things. Who, by the way, was on Seinfeld.
I don't think he got enough credit for the Johnson movie, the Lyndon Johnson movie.
I haven't seen that yet. I
thought he was fantastic in that LBJ. He was really, really good in that
movie. He played it on stage, too, didn't he? He did on stage. I would like to see that. But he was on Seinfeld. I think he played the dentist on Seinfeld. But this is a true story. He's at Comic-Con where Conan is this week. And he tells a true story that he does to people on the street that he sees that are wearing Breaking Bad t-shirts.
When you see fans worldwide wearing a Breaking Bad t-shirt, any kind of memorabilia, you don't shrink from approaching them, do you?
No, I'm attracted to them in a very quiet way.
Yeah.
I like to walk up to them, saddle up next to them, and just say, I like your t-shirt. Walk away as quickly as possible.
Wow.
I have this fantasy in my mind that they go to their friends and go, you're never going to believe what I just saw. That was Bryan Cranston. It was. And they're going,
That's funny. Such a good story. Beautiful.
He also said that he walks around Comic-Con wearing a Walter White mask over his real face, so no one knows it's him.
That's funny. He's a fun guy. He's enjoying his moment. Later in his career. Yeah. I'm glad he's having the notoriety.
He comes off to me as very smart. Not unlike Jenny McCarthy, who posted an Instagram video saying that her house is haunted and she has surveillance footage to prove it. Mm. And I'm going to play it for you. She says, you can see the piano in my home. No one's sitting there and someone plays the piano. My house is haunted.
Donnie? Someone just played the piano.
Now, that's all well and good, except for the fact, have you ever heard a Google Home unit power up?
Mm-hmm.
It goes like this. She was listening to her Google Home unit.
What a dummy.
Such an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then she posted.
Yes.
I've got surveillance video. Anyway, so she's nice, too. And let us close with this. Mike, drinking and fertility. They are interconnected.
According to a new study, men who drink 4 to 7 servings of alcohol per week are more fertile than men who do not drink.
Mm.
They're calling this study Irish people.
That's your magic audio bowl. Happy birthday to my godson. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Our thanks to Leslie Robinson from Comfort Cases, inspiring communities to bring dignity and hope to youth in foster care by giving them the simple item of a free backpack with toiletries and necessities so that they can feel good when they are going to a new foster home. I think it's a wonderful organization. If you want to donate to them, it's a wonderful cause. Please go to comfortcases.org. And our deep thanks to Leslie, friend of the family. She was wonderful on the show. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS Bonus Pack. Packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.